Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930. The Answer. Two great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to all of our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. And to everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch right now, thank you so very, very much for keeping America rolling along. I want to give a special shout-out to our 5,000-plus National Guardsmen here in the Florida Army National Guard who have been activated. We've got, another, as I understand, another couple thousand or more from some of our outlying states that have been activated. We've got a lot of Coast Guardsmen here, a lot of Air Force and Army and search and rescue from fire departments all around the country, and we thank you for your help. We're going to need it. We are going to need it for sure. I've been watching some of the rescues that have been going on at night, and they are finding some people alive, but unfortunately, they are also finding people that are dead. Now, I will tell you that you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. You can also find us on MeWe and Parler and Gab and Getter and True Social and Twitter and Instagram. And we're posting a lot of stuff on those pages as the course of the day and events go along here. And we're over there as Captain's America. Captain put an S in the middle. America all lowercase. And our website is simply the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Okay, joining us from the mountaintop high and wide, up there at Tarpon Springs, it's Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. It's nice and comfy up there, isn't it?
It's nice out, but, you know, being high up here, do you know, I'm still getting wind gusts up here?
I do know that, yep, mm-hmm. Yep.
I mean, it's nuts.
Yep. Yep. Now, I mean, are you getting about 35 or so mile an hour wind gusts?
Yes. Something?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. Well, when we started the show, there were some gusts up there in the 50s. So, you know, it's gone down a little bit. But what's going on is we still are under the influence of Ian, who's to the north and east of Jacksonville, moved out into the ocean a bit as it reforms as a strong Category 1 coming ashore, they believe, somewhere up around Charleston, South Carolina.
Right.
So that's what we're getting. And as the clockwise, counterclockwise movement and whatnot goes around, that wind comes zipping across from the Gulf through you. Over to that. So that's what that's all about.
Nuts.
Yep. Well, speaking of nuts, there's a lot of activity going on right now. I'm not going to get into death tolls or projections or anything like that. I'm going to say that from my conversation with Frank Salvato because we've been hearing all sorts of things here. But the response to this is going to be intense, to say the least.
Well, of course it is. But I will say this, that of the power outages, where they were saying well over, I guess, some number over 2 million were without power,
right.
That's changed. I think that they have restored power to as many as 800,000 across the state.
That's what I'm understanding.
Yeah, so that's excellent. And I think that, you know, they're going to make some major advances in that to restore power. But there are certain places in Lee and Collier County that they're assessing, because it isn't just a matter of, you know, re-putting up some cables and whatnot. Some may have to actually be rebuilt.
Right.
Or new infrastructure put in because of that kind of the damage.
Right, and there's been so many new homes put in there. Now they got to rebuild the grid.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what I'm trying to say. They have to some power plants, if you will.
Yeah.
And the other thing is, they're finding vulnerabilities in main water pipes down there,
right.
And. That's a big, big problem. So they have brought in another set of engineers to assess that, so they can get figure out how to resolve that problem. And then we have found that there are, at least three bridges that will not open anytime soon.
Mm-hmm.
And the only access instead of bridges will be either by air or water because of the compromise. The one going over to Sanibel, not only is the bridge out, but if you go another, you know, like 1,000 yards, the road is virtually still underwater.
Right.
And therein lies another problem. So Lee and Collier County are going to be exceptionally hard slogs to solve some of those issues there.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it'll be about time for the state of Florida to take a hard look on where houses should or could or be approved to be built.
Mm-hmm.
I was looking at some of these reports yesterday, and some of these particular lots where these houses are being built, they never should have been built there to start with.
Yeah, they're in a floodplain. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Well, the exposure to the Gulf is just too high.
Mm-hmm.
People tend to be just a little selfish here and where they want to be so close to the water, and they're not thinking clearly.
Nope. Hold that thought. We'll be right back with more of Denise Simon. And when we come back, did you hear what Kamala Harris said yesterday? Oh, my goodness. We'll tell you. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600. On the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Kyle Warren, and we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle. I'll be happy to. And by the way, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Geico. Geico spelled G-E-I-C-O. And Geico is the second largest personal auto insurer in the country. And they've been saving people money for over 85 years. And right now, they currently insure over 25 million and growing drivers across the country. Now, that's the other thing I want to get out there real quick. You're going to see all kinds of insurance adjusters and agents and companies and badges and IDs. You owe it to yourself, ladies and gentlemen, to check the ID. And if you've got any questions at all, take a picture of it and call the sheriff or the Florida Highway Patrol, their non-emergency number, and have them verify those people are who they say they are. Now, you can go to the Geico website, G-E-I-C-O, geico.com. They'll help you find coverage for just about anything you own, and they'll offer you coverage for not only the car you're driving, the truck you're driving, but also your motorcycle, ATV, boat, or RV. And they can even help you buy stacking and bundling your homeowners or renters or condo insurance, which will wind up saving you money in the long run. So, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. Go over there, check them out, and you can also find out where your local agent is. All right, back to Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, and good morning again.
Hello.
I'm happy that you're okay up there in the mountaintop. We all dodged a bullet where we're at because, boy, oh, boy. What a deal. Now, I gotta do this. Everybody's going, what did Kamala do? What'd she do now? What'd she do? Well, here's what she did, ladies and gentlemen. Vice President Harris was in the middle of a speech touting our alliance with North Korea. Now, she didn't call them North Korea. She called them the Republic of North Korea. She didn't even get that right. But unbelievable. And South Korea, I don't even know what they're saying. I don't think anybody said much of anything. But you talk about a gap supreme, this is it.
Well, that's right. And then she went to the DMZ. And she is up there on the you know, the pedestal kind of thing that they have, or the tower that they have, with our military, and she's looking through these pretty sophisticated binoculars, and she says to these guys up there that are escorting her, it's so close, meaning North Korea. It's so close.
You're on the border.
Right. And so the guy nicely says, it's 50 meters away. Mm-hmm. So that's how far it is. And she was just stunned. Then she started talking to them about the telescopes and how important, you know, the work that we're doing with the Space Force is.
Mm-hmm.
And these guys that are escorting her, the Army, I don't know what ranks they were, but anyway, they're looking at her like, what are you talking about? What are you doing? I mean, they clearly didn't know what to say to her.
Mm.
So she hasn't been to a border until she went to the one between North and South Korea.
Yeah, yeah.
And then she said, it's so close.
Yeah, absolutely. She's been to the border in South Korea with North Korea. She's been to that border. Mm.
And it's so close.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I'll tell you, we're being led by a bunch of incompetent people that are just trying to destroy our country. Because once again, Joe Biden comes out, the United States will never recognize Russian claims on the Ukraine. Well, how did they get to where they're at right now, Mr. Joe Biden?
Well, now this one's going to be rather interesting because today there's quite the celebration in Moscow.
Yep.
Of the four regions that Putin is formally declaring as part of Russia now, formally annexed.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's not a country or anybody at the United Nations, interestingly enough, not that we get a lot of attention to the United Nations, mm-hmm. but they're declaring this a sham, which it is. So we'll see where this one hits. Now there was quite the strike, by the way, that hit, near the nuclear power plant. If I spoke any kind of Russian, I could actually pronounce it for you, but you guys know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
But there is a humanitarian, area that was right there, that killed 23, this strike killed 23 people and wounded 28.
Mm-hmm.
There was a convoy that was actually headed there. So, I don't know what it was struck with, but yeah, that's where we are. So.
Well, you know that they're just prompting and trying to push the issue right to the edge to where they'll get closer and a little closer, a little closer, and all of a sudden they will have a nuclear a problem there, and then what?
I don't know. I mean, I believe that our national security officials, those at the Pentagon, know a whole lot more than they're telling us.
I think so.
Especially. And especially, too, when it comes to the Nord Stream 2 pipelines. I don't know where this is really going to end. I can't figure it out here anymore.
Yep. By the way, never waste a crisis, right? Never let a crisis go to waste. Rahm Emanuel, correct?
That's right.
The Dems are now exploiting Ian and climate change, and they're trying to blame Governor DeSantis in Florida for not doing the things he should have done to begin with. How stupid is that?
It's really disgusting. It's absolutely disgusting. Joy Reid was talking about, those people in Florida now are going to have to cross their own border to get out of the state of Florida. Ha, ha, ha. But then, it doesn't matter if it's just Florida either. Well, I mean, it does matter, but what I'm trying to say is it goes beyond Florida because now you got Beto O'Rourke.
Yeah.
And what is he doing? Well, he's taking these several of these families from the Uvalde shooting, and he's exploiting them just prior to the debate that he is scheduled to have with Governor Greg Abbott. So, the same kind of thing, right? I mean, it's really disgusting what these politicians are doing and the media.
Now, I just got a little thing that came across the wire here sent to me directly from Volunteer Florida. Have you heard of them?
Yes.
They're asking people to sign up regardless of what your expertise is. They can use you to help down there in the hurricane zones. You will, in fact, be doing volunteer work for the state of Florida. Probably cleanup work is what I'm going to guess part of what it's going to be, removing some of the debris and whatnot.
No.
What?
No.
What are they going
to
do?
You will have to, when you sign up to volunteer, you will actually be revealing, what experience you have and whatnot. But it comes down to you've only got certain people that can do those kinds of cleanups because there could be hazmat material and that kind of stuff. So it would necessarily be distribution. And assignments and transportation of people. So there will be other kinds of things that won't be cleanup. I do know that I've looked at several organizations that are approved organizations for donations. And what they're actually looking for is not prepared food, but non-perishable food, and they're looking for all things toiletries and for hygienic stuff, the Lysol and handy wipes and those kinds of things. So they don't want clothes.
No.
I mean, there's clothes all over the place. They don't need that.
Nope.
That's what that's about.
All right. To be continued, stay safe and stay comfortable up there in the mountaintop, and the wind will quit blowing soon, I'm sure. All right. Denise Simon, founderscode.com, founderscode.com. Go over there, take a look at all the different things that she has to offer. In the meantime, I'll be right back with our military and veterans news segment that we're going to use to update you on the hurricane situation and the recovery and rescue.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News.
Our
hours after Vice President Kamala Harris left a diplomatic visit to South Korea, North Korea launched a pair of short-range ballistic missiles into the sea. South Korean officials believe the missiles were fired 9 minutes apart. It was the third launch this week as Kim Jong-un presses Washington to view the country as a nuclear power. The last test occurred on Wednesday when Harris was in Japan to attend a state funeral. Before leaving South Korea, Harris stated this.
In the north, we see a brutal dictatorship, rampant human rights violations, and an unlawful weapons program that threatens peace and stability.
This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Hey everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeed, it is time for our military and veterans news report. We are going to change that format this morning to what's going on here in the state of Florida with our law enforcement, our National Guardsmen, as well as our first responders, our EMS and fire departments, because I have a lot of information coming out of the area pertaining to search and rescue right now, as you might well expect. Now, this is brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Their website is NAA.edu, NAA.edu. And don't forget, they have a couple of campuses where you can go to learn to become an aviation maintenance technician. One of them is in Clearwater, Florida, right here in my backyard. The other one's in Concord, Massachusetts, outside the great city of Boston. And the website, NAA.edu, NAA.edu. And then give them a call. Give them a call at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. Well, since 1 a.m., ladies and gentlemen, search and rescue operations have been underway full scale, full speed, full scale, in response to Hurricane Ian in the affected areas. Urban search and rescue teams were the first on site. And the Coast Guard has made dozens of rescues overnight on the barrier islands, amongst other places. Now, there are two USAR teams with more than 800 team members performing search and rescue. The National Guard and the Coast Guard are landing helicopters on the barrier islands to perform search and rescue. Search and rescue crews have rallied at the Fort Myers Forts complex and have been running operations there for the past 6 hours. Now, kudos to the Coast Guard. A lot of these Coast Guardsmen are out of Coast Guard Air Station Clearwater and Coast Guard Station Cortez. Florida National Guard members are conducting incident awareness and assessment. Their missions this morning will be in Sarasota, DeSoto, Charlotte, Collier, and Lee counties, some of the hardest hit areas. We expect that throughout the day, the Florida National Guard will be engaged in a multitude of missions, which will include search and rescue and route clearance operations, getting the roads open for equipment to get in. Last night, Florida National Guard Brigadier General Sean Boyette, who's Task Force Florida commander, was appointed to deal with the status as the direct status commander in the anticipation of more military activity coming, as there will be more response from the federal government, from the regular Army, as well as Air Force, Coast Guard, and possibly even Marines. I haven't heard of any coming in, but I would not be surprised to hear about them coming in. Now, we have a total on the ground of 5,000 Florida Army National Guardsmen. They all aren't in the same area right now yet, but they're all assisting each other to see to it that the mission at hand can be done. The first part of the mission is always search and rescue. Always search and rescue. And once that's finished and they feel that they've done all they can do, then it becomes recovery and it becomes cleanup. And they're going to try to do that as quickly as they possibly can because of being the area that it's at and in. A lot of these places were rebuilt after Charlie hit. No one thought this was going to happen again because a lot of places were built up to the conditions, the specs of a Category 3 hurricane. And there were some structures that were built to Category 4 and a very few structures that were built to Category 5. I haven't seen the result of the homes that I know that were Category 5, but I have seen the result of the Category 3s, and a lot of them were seriously damaged. Roofs gone, windows gone, rooms caved in on each other, that sort of thing. But the main thing was the roofs. The roofs were supposed to stay, and they didn't. So there you go. There'll be a lot of activity going on. You will see a lot of military. As a matter of fact, yesterday, there were several flights that went out of right here in my backyard. I'm right next door to the Tampa airport. There were several military flights that went out of here and went south, as well as I believe some came out of MacDill, flew over to here, and then down they went to that area. There may be some larger aircraft getting involved here soon, but the helicopters obviously are being used by the Coast Guard and the various police agencies and whatnot. So that's the brief scenario when it comes to the search and rescue aspect. Now, President Biden today has approved Governor DeSantis' requests for a major disaster declaration, which unlocks federal assistance in the affected areas of the individuals, the state, the tribal areas, local governments, and certain private nonprofit organizations will have access to just about anything and everything that they need. All they have to do is ask. In addition, the disaster assistance is starting to flow. You can call them at 800-621-3362 with any questions that you have. They have a website as well. You can go to www.disasterassistance.gov, or you can give them a call. Now, at this stage of the game, it's early yet, and I'm not exactly sure how fast they're going to be able to respond to calls and whatnot, but I think you might get further with a call than you would without it. We'll just see. We'll just see. And I'm fixing to put this up on Facebook, by the way. I'm going to put this up on Facebook for the folks to see so that they know that they can get over there and do this. I'm also going to put it on the radio show Facebook page that I have. It says Friends of AM 860 and 930. It'll also be over there for you to see. Now, keep in mind, folks, as a broadcaster and as a former first responder, I've seen things from both sides of the aisle in these kind of storms over the years, having not only responded to them, having not only been an incident commander in many cases, but also having gone through them, just like you folks down below us in the counties down there, Punta Gorda and Port Charlotte and Englewood and Northport and Sarasota County and on down to Fort Myers are experiencing. I've been on that end of it, too. And I remember right after my wife and I moved here, we had those hurricanes. What was it? It was Charlie and Floyd, and I think Gladys was one of them. Just back to back to back came roaring through. And we got caught up on the edge of that because we lived right on the very southern edge of where they came across, where we were living at the time. And then my wife looked at me after the third one. She goes, "We got to move further north." So we did. We moved up into Lakewood Ranch. But still, holy smokes. It's a rude awakening to what goes on in certain areas. Now, will we get through this? Absolutely. We'll come through it better than ever. Because this is what happened when we had Charlie. And a lot of people remember that name and remember the storm and remember what happened. Charlie came back. They built back. They actually enticed people to come and move to Punta Gorda and Port Charlotte by giving them sweetheart deals on homes and whatnot to come back down and move in and get new people and whatnot there. And they did. They did. And now I'm sure they're going to wind up doing that again. I'm sure they're going to wind up doing that again. So if you're debating on a state to live in and a place to go, think no more. Florida's the place to be. Why? Watch the neighbors. Watch the neighbors working together down here. In a storm like this, it's always all hands on deck. And to the people that are trying to politically infight here, shame on you. Shame on you. Get with the program and do something for the neighbors and stop the nonsense. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your...
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You betcha. Before I get over here to Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Moss Street, I want to remind everybody this segment is brought to you by Moss Family Automotive and the Moss Acura dealership up in Tampa on North Florida Avenue. Now, they're located on North Florida Avenue, right next door to the Moss Nissan dealership that's there. Find out more about them by going to the website Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. And, oh, by the way, one of the reasons why they get customers from everywhere, and I do mean everywhere, in Florida, out of Florida, is because of the You Serve, You Save program, where all active military, all veterans, all first responders, retired and active, and church pastors, too, get a great deal afforded to you on your new or certified pre-owned vehicle. Now, let's not forget, you also get Moss Care with free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of the vehicle. Another tremendous opportunity. So, go over to the website, Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. Check out, see what they got. And if that little person in the box wants to talk to you, tell them the captain sent you. Watch and see what happens. You'll be amazed. All right. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good morning, Mr. Watchdog.
How you doing?
We still have 2 million people without power down here, and a lot of them are without phone service, and a lot of the cell towers are down. So yeah. You're telling me you were having trouble trying to reach who?
Oh, my mother lives in Englewood. I have gotten in contact with her sporadically. And my brother, I have an office down there in the Placida Punta Gorda area. I haven't spoken with him, but I do know that he's okay and everything's all right where they are. But I know a lot of the area has been absolutely devastated.
Well, here's what you do when you want to do a welfare check. Obviously, you can go through the law enforcement authorities. You can go through the non-emergency, the fire department. Or you can call up the emergency operations center in the county you want to deal with, and they will refer you to the amateur radio emergency service. There are ham radio operators literally in almost every neighborhood that's been affected up and down the west coast of Florida right now. And they are the lifeline. They are the communications between the operations center, the emergency first responders, and the neighborhoods. And they will tell you who that person is and where they're at. And that's how you can find out what's going on. They'll do a welfare check and then get back via the radio and say so-and-so and such has been contacted. They're okay. They'll get a hold of so-and-so and such once they're able to.
Yeah. Well, I know that, I mean, they've got temporary towers and things they set up, and I don't want to, I would suggest this. I said, you try to limit the amount of phone calls that you make down to those areas so you can, you know, free up whatever bandwidth, is there for emergency services and whatnot, so they can continue to get the work done and get everything restored. I know down in those areas still, water, electricity's still out and, water service hasn't been restored.
Nope.
And, you know, I got all my family members out of the area so that, you know, now, so that it's okay. But, yeah, it's a mess down there. It looks like Venice got hit pretty good, but
yes.
Sarasota and Tampa, basically, again, they dodged the bullet.
It was a glancing blow, but there are some areas that there's some trouble here. And, by the way, the closer to the water, the more the damage.
Yeah, I from what I've been talking to people, because again, I've been on the air down there, for a very long time. I have tons of clients and friends, and obviously my headquarters is in Tampa. Is that a lot of it was cosmetic in those areas? There've been, you know, some problems with some roofs and things like that, but the damage is really bad. Yeah, because I got a lot of clients and listeners down in the Naples, Fort Myers area, and there's just areas there. If you look at the pictures, it's like a bomb went off.
It is, and that's what happens with these storms, and that's why they tell people don't come into these areas and just lollygag around. If you're not here to volunteer through, say, Volunteer Florida, and you get involved that way and you come in the correct way, they're not going to let you in. You are not going to come in here.
How does that work? Why don't you explain that to everybody? What's Volunteer Florida?
Well, it's a website. Volunteerflorida.org is the website. Volunteerflorida.org. Go over there and you sign up, and they'll ask you what you can do. Are you a carpenter? Are you a plumber? Are you an amateur radio operator? Are you a clerk typist? No, they'll ask you what you do, so they get an idea of what it is that you can do, and then they'll take your name, and as they need people, they'll call you up and say, we need X, Y, Z, it's so-and-so and such, and that's how it works.
Yeah, and it's interesting. I was out of my house, and not far. It's kind of like a hotel that had a big parking lot, and it was filled with the trucks and whatnot.
Sure.
For lines, and I think that they're probably mobilizing to start moving down your way.
Yeah, they are, and there was a large contingent of power trucks last night that came in, and they're over here right beside us at the hotel, which, by the way, the hotels had to shut down because they were in the evacuation zone right here by the airport, so they had to shut down, and there was nobody there. Well, as soon as they lifted the evacuation yesterday, boom, here they came, and there they are. They're in the parking lot. They're over in the hotels right here by us.
Yeah, it's gonna be a major effort.
Is it?
You know, and again, you see, though, you can kind of take a look. You see some of the houses that survive. You see neighborhoods where some houses are spared and some are just destroyed. And a lot of it, Florida's been around for a while. You know, it's the new building construction can withstand a lot.
Yeah.
It really can.
Well, I'm going to tell you something about the new building construction. I was aware of what happened in Punta Gorda. I had a lot of friends down there when Charlie hit, and I was very active in that Tea Party group down there in Punta Gorda. And a lot of the people rebuilt with the Cat 3 homes and this, that, and the other. Their homes, some of them were destroyed in this storm.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
That's how
amazing.
Serious this storm was.
Yeah. Hey, and again, you have to take a look at, you know, there was no doubt. I mean, my mom lives on the water in Englewood, Minnesota Key.
I know where it is.
They lost part of their roof. But other than that, you know, they were spares. You know, you got to be real careful when you're living near the water. I'm glad that they've upped the standards a lot, and obviously now they have some of the hurricane glass, which is, you know, up to a certain speed, but you can't do anything if projectiles are lifted into the air and they go flying and hit things. There's nothing to do about that.
Well, the only thing I know, and I haven't seen my home yet, and I'm going to see it here later today, because I'm going to make a trip across the bridge to go look at it before I come back over this way, just to make sure everything is the way it's supposed to be. The only thing one of my neighbors told me is that we had things just bouncing off the homes down there. So there's some siding that's gone again. I expect I may have some of that gone. But they said everybody's roof's on, thank God.
Yeah, I mean, you're going to be doing a lot of that, especially, you know, a lot of the tiles, roof tiles down there and whatnot that get blown off in these things. And, you know, you're going to get some leakage in that. And hopefully, you know, it's somewhat cosmetic. But, you know, when you deal with a storm surge and you know, you got a wall of water that comes in, that's where the danger lies. That's where the loss of life really happens. I mean, yeah, you're going to have awful situations where trees are going to fall or whatever it may be, but it's that water that does the damage. It's just, you can't stop it. It's too powerful. I mean, again, I try to put it in perspective, you know, I try to explain to my kids. I said, pick up a bucket of water, and how heavy is that water? And imagine, you know, a wall of that, you know, that type of weight and that power moving towards you at speeds. It's force of nature. You can't do anything about it.
Let me add this to you. Add a wall of water that heavy, 8 foot tall, coming at you.
Yeah, I mean, in some areas, they were saying it was as high as 16, 18 feet.
It was. It was on the Barrier Islands, yep.
Mm-hmm. It's hard to get your arms around that.
That's why I took the bridge out down there, because it got up over the top of the bridge and just went, gone.
That's a brand-new bridge.
Yep, I know.
I mean, that's how powerful that water can be. I said, brand-new. I mean, you see the road, it's like an accordion. Mm-hmm. They got ripped off. It's amazing.
I know. I've been on that bridge, too, and I know you went down there to go fishing, I think.
I'm a little far. I'm usually down in Englewood when I go fishing, but I got a lot of friends and family and clients down there, and we're, you know, trying to contact with everybody.
For the people that want to help, don't send clothing, don't send water, don't send food. Go to one of the relief agencies and send them a money order or whatever you want to do, and they'll handle it. They'll do what needs to be done. Red Cross, Salvation Army, whoever, fire department, veterans, whoever. They're all involved in this. Okay, Chris, I got to let you go, and I look forward to talking to you on Monday.
Have a good one.
God bless America. All right, my buddy Chris Markowski, he and I, it's not our first rodeo. We've been through this before, and I'll tell you what. This is where all hands are on deck. You're going to see what it's like to see neighbor working with neighbor helping.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.